Hello, lovely people, and welcome to my podcast, Gems with M. I am your host, Shell Donald, and today's topics are Burning Bridges, Robert Glasper, Chris Brown, Karen M. Sewing Patterns, The Grammys, Being a Baby Mama, Power of Attorney, It's Okay Not to Rush and Have Kids, Black History Month Slander, and Not Serving Men in Uniform. All right, how y'all doing? Happy Black History Month. It's also the month of love. Scorpios are conceived, and this month is also Valentine's Month, so you better get on it. Anywho, we're going to go ahead and get into these topics, because I don't want to stay on that forever, but, you know, Scorpio, that's what your girl is, 11392, get with it. Anywho, first topic is burn bridges. I gotta ask, why do y'all tend to burn bridges with good people? I don't understand y'all. I'm not talking about those people that brings no substance or that's negative in your life. I'm trying to figure out why we burn the bridges with good people and then expecting the good people to fucking rebuild it. I'm not rebuilding shit that I didn't fucking burn or break. You're going to rebuild it. If you're so persistent in being in my life and all that, you're going to have to rebuild that bridge. But if I excommunicate you out of my life, it was for a reason and it was justified and valid. There's no me just excommunicating somebody and then it's because they hang with or associate with somebody that I don't fool with. If you hang with somebody associated that I don't fool with, just keep your distance from me. That's not saying I don't have love for you, but I got to love you from a distance, because if a person was talking about ending my life or anything crazy, those are justified reasons as to why you excommunicate somebody. Not gonna do that. That's no. Hell no. That's some low down shit. But burn the bridges. Be careful what bridge you burn, because you never know what bridge you might have to fucking cross back over. I've seen this several times. Whether it's family, friend, associate, be mindful of the bridges you burn and be mindful of the motherfuckers that you keep in your life. Because today's the time that we're living in now. Nothing's guaranteed with anyone. And that's not to make you have trust issues or be like, damn, so you telling me I gotta watch my back or anything? Just be mindful of who you keep in your corner. We grown enough to know that, y'all. Next topic, Robert Glasper and Chris Brown. Congratulations to Robert Glasper for winning the Grammy. But I will say this. Why do y'all tend to tear black men down as a whole? Why y'all tear black women down? But this topic is mainly about why are y'all tearing down black men? Christopher Maurice Brown is a damn good, dope-ass artist. I did my research on Robert Glasper. He's a neo-soul artist. He's apparently been out since 02. Man, apparently has a long catalog from working with Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, you name it. It's a plethora of people he done worked with. But what y'all not gonna do is slander Chris Brown. Y'all hate that man so much that y'all hate for yourselves is showing. You're low down. You're deceitful. You don't fuck with the artists. That's your personal business. But stop tearing down these artists that honing on their craft and they're doing what they're passionate about. None of Chris Brown music sounds the same. No beat. No, nothing sounds the same. That man is a hardcore legend out here. And y'all don't want to give him his flowers, and he deserves his flowers. There will be no fucking slander for neither artist on my platform or any platform that I'm on. Y'all need to go ahead and cut that shit out, because these men do not deserve y'all tearing them down like that. You said who Robert Glasper? Go research it. I understand where Chris Brown come from. He probably never heard of him. The man is a neo soul. That could be rap. That could be R&B. That could be hip hop. That could be jazz. That could be a plethora of fucking things mixed into one. Y'all know Chris Brown is an R&B artist through and through. He also does hip hop. He could be a rapper when he want to be. But I'm just saying, give these men they flout what they deserve. Chris Brown, sorry you didn't get nominated. You should have got nominated. I feel like a lot of people for the Grammys got snubbed. But I'm going to that topic in a minute after I go to the next topic. But anywho, we're not going to stay on that long. Next person, Karen M. Sewing Patterns. She used to go by Karen Gwynn because she used to be married. Now, her name is Karen M. Y'all go shop with my girl. She has patterns for whatever you need. The instructions are clear, precise, and you can execute with excellence. Every pattern that I've bought from this woman has been dope, and every look that I've made has been executed perfectly. Thorough instructions. She's very communicative. She's a responsive person. She's a dope ass designer and a dope ass mommy. But she is dope as hell. She got patterns to help you build your own prom dress. She got patterns for making bridesmaid and bridal dresses. She got patterns for your summer, you know, strapless dress. You name it, she has it. Crop top and leggings pattern, mini skirt pattern, jumpers and romper patterns. Need I say more? Bodysuit patterns, you name it, my girl got it. Go shop with her on Etsy. Her name is Karen M on Instagram. Her name is Karen M Customs on her Etsy shop. She has a YouTube made by Karen M. Y'all go check my girl out and show her major love. She is a dope, energetic, and genuine person. Y'all show her mad love, because I shop with her and I have no regrets whatsoever. She's another black fellow fashion designer, and I appreciate her. She's from Houston. Y'all go check her out. Next topic, the Grammys. All right, the Grammys, as y'all know, I'm going to do a full TikTok on how I felt about the looks. I'm going to rate them. because, you know, that's why I'm a fashion designer, also a fashion blogger. So that ties all into one. So I'm going to rate it and let y'all know how I really feel about it. But we're going to talk about it on here as well. I feel like Cardi, Beyonce, and there's a plethora of other artists that I was looking at that I felt like eight for the Grammys. Cardi's was giving elegance and class. It was getting out of your league. It was giving everything it was supposed to give. Beyonce's was giving Grammy nominated pussy and, hey, I'm that one. That's me. Yeah. I appreciate her look. Looks that I didn't really appreciate, that I honed in on because I was looking at it. I loved Mary J. Blige. It's my girl. I loved her look. I didn't appreciate how they styled Lizzo. They had Lizzo looking like a spring garden. I didn't like that. They could have went with a different color or a different approach. I didn't like it. Black China's look was not my favorite look of the night. It was giving, she said it was supposed to be the Phoenix vibe. She could have said a Phoenix burnt and rising from the ashes. She could have said black gems. She could have said black diamonds. There were so many angles she could have took, but the pitch and delivery was wrong. I feel like it was giving over the top, but it was giving, we're clashing too much together. Let me see. Who else was it? Angela Simmons looked good, but I felt like they needed to give her a better shaping up top for the boob area. Also with Kayla. Kayla Jones, the one that, you know, that's an influencer. She had two kids, y'all. Angela Simmons had kids too, but I feel like whoever their designer was should have snatched them to the gods in the boob area, in the top, in the chest area, you know, where the bust is. They should have snatched that a little bit more because it was an eyesore on the eyes, if you will say. And I didn't like it. There's more artists that I'm going to talk about and celebrities that I'm going to talk about as far as that goes, but we're going to get into that on the TikTok. Next topic being a baby mama. I don't know when this became a thing or a trend, but it's annoying. Being the mother of someone's child, meaning you're conceiving a child, that's all fine and dandy. But why do y'all like that title, baby mama, so much? Yes, I have kids by this man, but don't address me as this man's baby mama. We have kids together. I'm the mother of his kids or his child. Stop calling me somebody's tacky-ass, ghetto-ass baby mama. I'm not a baby mama. You know, rest in peace to the child that I had that passed, and I still have my beautiful little girl, but I'm no one's baby mama. I don't like the title. I don't like the title baby daddy. That shit is ignorance, fuck. That's my child's father. That's my baby's father. Why do y'all... What is up with the BD and BM shit? What is that? Why is it such a trend? Y'all like me and somebody baby mama, baby father? I mean, baby daddy? If it don't work, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm not telling you got to co-parent with the other parent. If it's not justified, but you can't do it. You shouldn't have to make people be parents, whether it's man or woman. It should be in them, not on them. You bring a child into this world, you know what your responsibilities are. You know how your life changes. So why in the fuck, therefore, are we acting brand new when it comes to things like this? I'm confused. But, you know, I'm not even going to dig in y'all ass about this because y'all are so ignorant when it comes to shit. And I don't understand that. I love my black people. I love y'all. Happy Black History Month. But I don't understand why we are our own worst enemy besides the fact we tear each other down. We're constantly pointing a finger, picking out little shit, nitpicking. It's not necessary. Just mind your fucking business. If that's the title y'all want to go by and signify with, be my guest. But I don't signify with that or resonate with none of that. That shit is... It gets a fucking no in my household. Sorry. My kids will be raised with love and know both their parents. Me and my husband love each other dearly. My daughter knows that we love her from the moon and back. I wouldn't dare bring another child into this world and be talking about, so that's my baby daddy. You know, he ain't... Y'all create this fake ass persona. For what? For a fucking image? For social media? For people that ain't gonna give a fuck about you if you was to lead this world today? Motherfucker gonna be done moved on to the next person. Why do you care? Anywho. Next topic, power of attorney. I'm starting to see that's being used very loosely. And it's starting to show that a lot of y'all don't know what power of attorney is. And it's annoying. I'm not even going to lie. It's very annoying. That's a letter that is written. I have to trust you. That's a written authorization to represent or act on the behalf of me or, you know, whoever you're getting power of attorney for. That's dealing with legal paperwork. That's when you're dealing with private affairs. Like, why do y'all use that term so loosely? And that's what the people want to admit now. That's how a lot of people be getting screwed over. That's in the military. I give you power of attorney. You done wipe my motherfucking account clean. Done bought a house, bought clothes, bought all types of crazy shit, and just excommunicate on me. And I'm the motherfucker who shit it is. Be mindful who y'all get power of attorney to. I don't understand why people think shit like that is just loosely. Oh, I'm gonna get power of attorney. I'm gonna use so and so now. Okay, that's fine. But what are you doing in return that's going to help continue for them to entrust and instill that in you? Think about that. Next topic, it's okay to not rush and have kids. I can't tell you how many times family members and friends done tried to rush me to have fucking kids. And I have a little girl. She's 10. She's going on 11 this year in September. But what pisses me off is when y'all putting the pressure on people. I'm 30 years old. I will have a baby when I'm full and fucking ready to. I already have a little girl. But what nobody's not going to fucking do to me, it's pissed me off or gaslight me. Talking about, oh, you know, it's about time you and Mike make a baby. It's about time, you know, y'all be making the baby. Make sure. How about you have a goddamn baby? How about you have a baby? Don't worry about me and mine. I'm going to do it when I'm good and ready. If I feel like my mental state is ready for that and I financially can afford it, that's my business. I can afford what I have already, my daughter that I have already. I don't need nobody trying to inflict pain on me because, oh, you're 30 years old. You don't have no kids or no, you know, yada, yada, yada. No. No, you will not gaslight me. I'm a beautiful black queen. If me and my black king want to have kids, which we will, because we've been talking about it for a good little minute, that's our business. Ain't nobody finna make me feel bad because I'm 30 years old and I ain't got a plethora of fucking kids. Kudos and shout outs to all the single moms that are doing it. But why in the hell would I do that to myself when I feel like I'm not fully capably ready for another child just yet? When the time comes, it will be handled. But until then, Stop trying to dictate to people. Oh, well, I need some kids. Are you going to be one to take care of them? Yes, it takes a village to raise a kid. But my thing is, if things fall apart, can I count on you to take care of my child? If I was to pass or leave this world today, who can I trust my child with besides my child's father and, you know, probably the little set of people that I have? But who's to say they want to deal with that? Y'all don't think before y'all fucking speak. Y'all always telling people what to do and how to do stuff. Don't tell people how to run their fucking life. Suggestions? Yes, you can have a suggestion all day. You can have an opinion all day. Opinion's like an asshole. Everybody has one. But to tell somebody, damn, you ain't got no kids yet? That must be a lonely life. Like, what? Why do y'all do that? Don't nobody gaslight y'all when y'all like having 5, 6, 7, 8 kids? It's a beautiful thing. But ain't nobody gaslight y'all talking about some goddamn start having all your kids? That's low down. Y'all wrong. Anywho, next topic, Black History Month slander. Okay. From TikTok, from what I've seen, other sites, Instagram, I have been infuriated with the ignorance that people have been spewing out. This was the 1800s. I buy you so I can save you. What? We are not slaves and you will not treat us as such. Just because our ancestors were slaves will not mean you will set us back another 1,000-something years, 1,000+ decades or years for you to talk to us like that. Or say comments to fellow creators or whoever like that. It's the rashness that people be saying these things, and it make my fucking skin crawl. It's like, why do y'all say shit like that? And it's not just one race. I've seen multiple races do that, but it always sticks out. It's always the Caucasians. It's always the white people. I don't understand why, but the hate for black, my fellow black people, is fucking crazy. And I love being black 365 days out of the year. I love it 24/7. I love my melanated skin. I love being a black woman. Everything about me embodies the black melanated queen. I love being a black woman. Kudos to my fellow white people that you know, that I hang with, that are associated, that truly love black people. But I forever stand up for my black people. I forever stand up for my color. I forever stand up for the Afro-Latinas, the blacks, you name it. I'm forever standing up for my melanated people. Put it like that. Nothing goes against the grain. We are stronger together and united than we are falling apart. It's easier to tear each other down than build each other up, and that's crazy. Y'all need to change that narrative. That's been an old-ass narrative for fucking years. Y'all need to change it. Anywho, last topic for the night, not serving men in uniform. the TikTok video that I just saw really slightly pissed me off. It really did. Really lit a fire under my ass. Because the man, that's in, the group that's in uniform, are seen having to have a heated discussion with a deli worker of a lady who claims she served in the military, proclaimed that she served in the military, and told a fellow black man, because she's a white woman, acting as a fucking Karen, told a fellow black man that he needed to take his uniform off because it looked like he bought it from the fucking thrift store. These men have served 13 months in Afghanistan and 7 months in fucking Kuwait for somebody that claimed that was prior service to serve and to be low down and say those things is fucking downright fucking disgusting. You don't get to dictate nothing to nobody or tell nobody how to do nothing. You're a deli worker now. So your accolades of what you did in the military don't mean shit with what's coming out your filthy, nasty ass mouth. To all the people that serve, including my husband, we appreciate you. We love you. You put your life on the line to serve for this country. And for people to treat people of that caliber like that, and these men, I think they were active duty. Yeah, they were active duty because they all were in uniform. For you to not serve them at the deli and hold up the whole entire line because you don't want to serve them is bullshit to me. And then when he asked you to get the supervisor, you proceeded to not get it and kept arguing. I didn't say I wouldn't serve. I just told him to take it off. He doesn't have to take his uniform off. He's not a Marine. You don't know what he is. He's a Marine. I can't stand people trying to tell other people what to do. And for her to actively act as a Karen, it's disgusting. And to treat that man like that, I'm not going to serve him. You can either serve him or you can get the fuck out. You can lose your job today, baby. You're being recorded. That has went viral on TikTok. It boiled my blood because I was with the fellow black man on that, the black king on that. What? Why does it matter if he didn't serve when you served? Why does it matter where he got a uniform from? That man is actively in the military and you that pressed? Maybe you need to take a look in the fucking mirror. Check who you are for once. Because that ain't it. And I'm sorry if any veterans or active serving military members have to go through anything like that. But please don't feel free to report these people. Feel free to not hold back and report these motherfuckers. We need to get these scumbags out of here that's treating people like that. Because of the pigment of my skin, you're treating me like shit. It ain't gonna happen. No matter what the race is. And on that note, you guys, go ahead, head out. I'll see y'all next Tuesday for the next podcast. Peace. I love y'all.